أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. السورة starts with عصر. الله تعالى takes custom of time. Various aspects of it were discussed, and the value of time, and when man does not value his time, he lets time pass and he just wastes his time, then Allah says generally mankind at large is in a loss, and generally man at large do not appreciate time, do not think it of as a great ni'mat, a great commodity, a thing that has to be appreciated, and we just let time pass away, we while away time. So for that Allah says man at large is in a loss. Those people who appreciate time, and the first thing that they do to appreciate this time are those people who build their iman and make their iman strong. One is iman that we have inherited, that is there, and alhamdulillah, no matter how much shukr we make on that iman, it is not enough. But that iman has to be worked on and has to be made an iman that has got a great power and force in it. Like a person inherits from his parents money, and then if he does not use it, the value of that money diminishes. He has to give zakat also every year, and every day by day that value of the money is becoming less. But if he uses it correctly, he can build a great fortune with that money. In the same way with this iman which we have inherited, if we just leave it like that, we don't work on it, it will become very weak also. And if we work on it will become a great power. And the first power that should be manifested should be amal-e-saliha. That amal-e-saliha, good deeds come in our lives. Not only namaz, that is a major thing, but all other aspects also, our character, all our ibadat, our muamalat, our business dealings must be correct, our muashirat, our social life and etiquette, our akhlaq, our character, and that we can just gauge by how we deal with our own wives. What is how much we shout, how much we fight, etc., our anger that we display, and then with our workers, at our children, there a person's akhlaq is tested very greatly. Outside, normally, he shows very good akhlaq with other people. But at home, what is his condition? There the akhlaq is tested. And so two stages of this coming out of this loss, and two stages so far are discussed, where a person becomes successful. The most important, and without which there can be no success, is iman. Then amal-e-salihah, all the righteous deeds. In order to achieve that, and in order to create an environment, and in order to enhance to a higher level, Allah Ta'ala says the third thing is watawasaw bis-sabr. Aur aapas mein taqeed karte rahe sachche deen ki. And they continuously encourage amongst themselves all the time with the true deen, with the matters of deen. That is, that we are inviting, we are talking about deen, and this should also start within ourselves first. How much of deen is coming in us? How much are we increasing in our deen? Then in our family, whether there ever any talks of deen take place, whether we have at least some kitab reading at home, or we have some talks of deen, encouraging one another, whether we, the children, are studying some kitabs on deen, not just for increasing our knowledge, but to bring amal into us, and that deen becomes alive in us. Then in our neighborhood, in our communities, what effort are we making? An easy way is to join the effort of tabligh and da'wat, which alhamdulillah goes to a great, great extent to fulfill this duty of encouraging not only encouraging, but more than that, like not forcing, but like making it a great thing that deen must come into our lives and a real effort be made in that direction. This is also absolutely necessary for our success also, and for mankind to come out of this khusr, this nuksan, this loss which Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, until we don't do that, then man generally will also be in this loss. And the work of Iman, we can see when a person accepts Islam, a genuine person, and how much efforts he makes for Iman, how much sacrifices he makes, like that we also have to build upon this Iman and work for it. And the way to work for it is tawasu bilhaq. And Allah has used the word tawasu like wasiyat. Like a person who makes nasihat to somebody, advice, that is well accepted. But wasiyat, like if parents say, it is my wasiyat, then that has much more importance in our eyes. So like that, with that great importance, we should encourage one another on deeni matters. Ourselves, we should say how much we are making effort for more deen to come alive in us. In our homes, are we making any effort at all? That we are having some ta'aleem, encouraging one another, etc. Or is the TV on all the time? Are the PlayStation, are the newspapers, magazines, all at the internet, all the time we surfing on the internet? Are we busy with that, or are we bringing some deen into our lives? So that is also a very, very important aspect that we have to work upon and bring into our lives. So it is to come out of this loss, first that Iman which we have got, which we cannot ever make enough shukr. But if we're not going to work on it, it depreciates. It becomes less, weaker. So we have to work on that Iman. And one way of that also is to do amal salihah, which make that Iman stronger. And Iman, on the other hand, will generate amal salihah, good deeds also. And in order to establish that further in our lives, we have to do tawasaw bil haq. We have to encourage upon this. The more we're going to do that, the more this deen will come into our lives. If we will speak about Fajr namaz in the house, and we ourselves are not going, the children will tell us that you speak so much about Fajr, but you yourself are not going. Or generally about namazes. Then the family also will say, you are always talking about namaz, but you yourself not making namaz. So this will bring us onto the deen as well. So that is a very important aspect of deen, which has been discussed at other places, as Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, as Dawat, as calling towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala. All that is included in this. The teaching of deen is also included in this. Bayans that are made for deen to come into our lives, that is also included. So every aspect, the adhan also is included in da'wat, as we read the dua, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. That the hadith says that adhan is a complete da'wat. So all this is included, but we have to see how much are we taking part. We are happy kitab reading takes place in our masjid, but am I sitting for kitab reading? Kitab reading is taking place at home, hopefully. But am I sitting in that kitab reading? What am I doing to bring deen more into my life and into the lives of my family, my community, and finally the whole ummah also? May Allah give us all tawfiq.